Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, another few moments together. Thanks so much for downloading this one. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Link below. Do check it out. Do support them. I want to talk about Mr. Donald Trump and Nelson Mandela. And this relates to the claim by Trump that he says it would be a great honor to become the modern day Nelson Mandela, as he talks about four upcoming court cases. And of course, we know that the South African leader served 27 years in prison. Trump basically says that he's prepared to go to prison himself in defense of free speech rights. Now, the reason Nelson Mandela went to prison, it was nothing to do with free speech. Nelson Mandela went to prison because he was a terrorist. He supported terrorism, right? So spur me your Nelson Mandela platitudes. The only good thing about Nelson Mandela is he inspired the Specials to write the song Free Nelson Mandela, which was quite a good song and produced by Elvis Costello. So that's the only thing good I have to say about Nelson Mandela. I mean, he was a renowned Marxist as well as being a terrorist. Trump basically has said that he is going to speak out. And he's going to forego the gag order put in place against him. He lashed out at the judge who granted this order after repeatedly targeting him and his daughter, who has served as a president to a firm that does digital campaign work for several Democrat candidates. I mean, yeah, absolutely. The judicial system in the States is bankrupt. But I'm actually, you know, in one way, Trump sort of has got a point. What he is absolutely being harassed and gagged. He's being basically told by Judge Juan Merchan that you're not allowed to talk. He's basically, this judge has taken away Donald Trump's First Amendment rights, and Trump isn't going to put up with it. Obviously the Democrats have weaponized several of these Democrat George Soros approved judges to go after Donald Trump. And I think that actually one of the things that could supercharge Trump's chances would be if he does speak out and speaks freely and is then imprisoned. I think the prospect of imprisoning Donald Trump could be the thing that might even get past the Democrat cheating machine and might get him back into the White House for another, another term. Because I think to be in prison for the crime of just speaking freely would make it clear to many Americans the absolute state that America has fallen into under these the Democrat hegemony. And so, you know, Trump would be doing his country a great service. I do think that would be something that would definitely change the body politic for sure. And I don't know what you think about it. I mean, if Trump is sincere in what he's saying, if he does speak at all on the issues that this judge has told him he mustn't talk about, then it sort of seems that, yeah, he'd be fined more, but he might be actually put in prison. You recall when they did the mugshot of Trump last year? Do you remember they did that? That supercharged his prospects as well. So I think what the Democrats don't really understand is that the more you come after Trump, the more you attack Trump, the stronger Trump becomes. In that regard, and I have to say this, Trump's quite phenomenal. Most politicians, the more you attack them, the more you weaken them, the more you undermine them. Mostly, not in every case, but in majority of cases. In his case, in Trump's case, it works the opposite. Now, of course, people will say, oh, yeah, but that's just with the MAGA base and they're a bunch of right-wing Nazi card-carrying lunatics anyway. That's what they'll say. But I don't think so. I think it's broader than that there. I think Trump's appeal is broader than that there. I think many Americans can see through the fundamental unfairness of a presidential candidate being denied the right to speak. I think it's just that fundamental, you know, it's that basic. And so because of that, I think that, Trump going to prison for free speech wouldn't be the worst result. And the Democrats might be very wary about getting their judges to do that. But on another level, having these highly politicized judges is a terrible indictment on the state of the USA. Honestly, it is completely third world. And in fact, increasingly, America starts to resemble the third world in some places anyway, in terms of how we have this highly politicized judiciary. We have a refusal to allow photo ID voting. We have all kinds of electoral shenanigans. We've got masses of millions of people flooding in from the third world. I mean, if I said to you, please define a failed state, tell me what a failed state looks like. I think some of you might agree that the United States is very closely resembling a failed state. And so, as I say, let's watch and see. But Donald Trump would make a much better version of Nelson Mandela than Nelson Mandela, because unlike Nelson Mandela, Trump isn't a terrorist, and Trump has always upheld the rule of law. Thanks for listening.